This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Dreschler, D-R-E-C-H-S-L-E-R, first name Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, date of birth January 28, 1953, date of evaluation August 15, 2024. The chief complaint, 71-year-old male with history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, maintained on flexerline and metoprolol, not referred for follow-up. The HBI, as noted, the patient was a 71-year-old male with history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, period. He has initially been referred for EP study, but had initially deferred, period. The patient is now considering ablation, period. He stated that his atrial fibrillation is easily induced with caffeine, period. He initially has had slowing of his heart rate to approximately 30 beats per minute, followed by atrial fibrillation that rates to 130 beats per minute, period. He reports dyspnea on exertion with minimal activity, period. He further reports symptoms of orthostasis, period. He had a chest, he has history of chest pain and reports having had a stress test approximately 2 years ago, and this was reported as normal, period. The past medical history includes 1 BPH, neck number hypothyroidism, neck number ADHD, hyphen, he had been on Ritalin for 40 years, neck number depression, neck number nephrolithiasis. Past surgical history, a bone graft, neck number oral surgery, neck number GSD hyphen ablation. The medication, Flecainide, 100 milligrams, day 3. PRN, metoprolol, 25 milligrams, take 1 after episode of palpitation, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams, take 1 to 2 daily, thyroid, 120 milligrams, 1 daily, clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams, 1/3 daily PRN, naproxen 500 milligrams PRN, paracetamol PRN, allergies, trisporin, T-R-I-S-T-O-R-I-N, which results in rash. Family history, mother had COPD, otherwise unremarkable. Social history, he denies cigarette smoking or drug use. He reports rare alcohol use, period. The review system, constitutional, it states that its weight is up and down, period. Skin, it reports psoriasis. It Chad. Unremarkable. Eyes he wears glasses. He reports history of blepharitis. Nose he reports sinus and sneezing. Oral cavity he notes teeth implant. Neck he has stiffness. Respiratory he has occasional shortness of breath. Cardiac, he has palpitations, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and history of chest pain. Vascular, he has had ablation of the great saphenous vein. He has history of venous insufficiency. Gastrointestinal, he has hemorrhoids and hernia. Genital urinary, he has frequency, urgency, and bladder problems. Musculoskeletal, he reports joint pain involving his knee. Neurologic, he reports headache. Psychiatric, he has depression and insomnia. Endocrine, he reports history of hypothyroidism. COVID-19, he has history of vaccination times 4, but did develop COVID without symptomology, period. Physical examination, the blood pressure 112/69, pulse 72, respiratory rate 20, height 73 inches, weight 194.2 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Examination otherwise unremarkable. The data review, ECG, demonstrates sinus bradycardia with an incomplete right bundle branch block, period. Otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 71-year-old male with multiple medical problems, period. He has history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and dyspnea, period. He further has history of benign prosthetic hypertrophy and hypothyroidism, period. He is contemplating pulmonary vein ablation for his paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, period. At this point in time, I do not think he's a candidate for ablation, period. He describes periods of slow heart rate and fast heart rate, and I wonder if he might have thick sinus syndrome, period. The plan will proceed with echocardiogram, next number, ZO patch, VIO patch, period. Consider nuclear stress testing for evaluation for ischemia. Signed, Dr. Rawlington Ferguson. Thank you.